الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات، يجيب الدعوات، رفيع الدرجات، رافع السماوات، وهو الذي يقبل التوبة عن عباده ويعفو عن السيئات، وهو الذي إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا وليس لنا رب سواه، بها نحيا وبها نموت، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في كلامه العزيز وفرقانه المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. صدق الله مولانا. قال نبينا وحبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدنيا خلقت لكم وأنتم خلقتم للآخرة. وقال أيضا: الدنيا مزرعة للآخرة، وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله، all praise and thanks and glory be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our sustainer and the nourisher and the provider and the protector. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with all things, with means and without means and against means. And peace and salvation be upon our beloved Master, whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen him to guide the entire human being until the day of prayer. And those who follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family members, companions, the mu'mins, whoever comes until the day of Qiyamah, all of them, peace and salvation be upon him. Alhamdulillah. My dear respected brothers and friends, youth in Islam, as we know, today's topic is how can we enjoy this dunya, this life, in a halal way. When it comes to enjoyment, having fun, there are many aspects, there are many ways. We have to keep in mind certain things. It is halal, it is permissible for us to do, but by overdoing that, it will become haram. By getting addicted to those things, and we are not giving our priority what we are supposed to do, and we have forget, if we forget our main objective in our lives, and we only take this life as a fun, play, enjoyment, then it is wrong. So my respected brothers, friends in Islam, many of us has taken wrong, has understood wrong. We cannot have fun in Islam. Islam is such, Islam says what? Always we have to worship Allah, pray, be pious, and be obedient, in that way. So that's why we are fearing. We are fearing that to practice Islam. Why? When we practice according to Islam, we have to keep beard, and we will be labeled, or we will be marked, or highlighted, or these people is extremists. No, it is wrong. റസൂലുള്ളാഹി സ്വല്ലല്ലാഹു അലൈഹി വസല്ലം said, "അദ്-ദുനിയ ഖുലിഖത് ലകും." This dunya, this world, Allah has created for us, for nobody else. Allah has created for us because we believe, we have the iman in Allah. خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ But, وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ You have been created for the akhirah. So there is the objective, there is the purpose. Sometimes, when we think about our future, what is going to happen, what I am going to do, we don't know. This is also a greatest ni'mat of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also a bounty of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The future we don't know. We cannot decide our future on our own. It is not happening according to how we plan. End of the day, it happens according to how Allah plans. Allah wants us to do things that will happen. So when we think the future we scared, what is going to happen, how, I don't have anything, that is one. So we can't enjoy this life. We can't have fun in this life, in this dunya, because we are scared of the future. So this is also the greatest thing. Allah said, what you do, what I have ordered you. You do things what I have asked you to do. Rest of the thing I will take care of. I will look after. You don't have to worry. So that great responsible Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. And you know, greatest responsible, that biggest thing, that what? Allah has taken the responsible of sustain us. He will sustain us. He will provide us. He will protect us. He will do everything. That assurance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. So we can live as a free world. We have fun, we can enjoy, but in the limits of the Sharia. And other way around, if we start thinking of the past, what happened to our past, when we start thinking the past, we'll regret. In vain, I failed the exam, or I wasted my time, I couldn't do this, I had chance, opportunity. So thinking the past and you will be regretting. So my dear respected friends and youth in Islam, so out of everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the best in us. There are few things that we all do it. We all of us like to do, love to do, in such way. Each one has their own, each one has their own entertainment. Or they are interested in it. Again, jot down and say a few things that we all like to do or love to do, that interest us to do. Islam doesn't say it's haram, don't do. As long as we are obeying the commandment of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the limits of Sharia, the boundaries, we don't go beyond the boundaries. Another hadith sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Ad-dunya mazra'atun lil-akhirah." This worldly life, Allah has given us for us to earn for our metaphysical world, akhirah. So that means not only praying that. There are many hadiths. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Islam is not a religion which is extreme. It's discouraging that. La sarurata fil Islam. Islam doesn't encourage you that to be a celibacy, like without getting married, without having fun, just devoting yourself fully for the mosque. Not like that. The Islam says, do everything on time. Give the priority. Like I said in the mention, the beginning itself, he do certain things over the limit, halal only, permissible, but it's become haram because you are not, we are not fulfilling the rights and duties at that time. For example, having played sports, it's allowed, it's permissible, any sports. But we have to make sure in the time of Adhan, Adhan has been called, we should only play. The time for Salah, we must make sure that we are praying on time. We remember Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adhan is going and we give preference over the last over. Last over, last wicket, is interested. Let me finish this. Or let me watch this. And finish this over. Then we go. So who is then? Then what is happening? Who is? We are giving preference for whom? Allah or the cricketer, the player, or the team which is playing, the country which is playing. So shaitan will not allow. That is the shaitan's work. You know, Adhan is going on, Iqamat is going to go almost, or the Imam Jamaat is going to finish. That time, a good over will do. That time, interesting over. Wickets are, wickets, hat-trick in that over. Or the sixes. Or the last, in the soccer, last kick, last minute. So we want to. Yeah, now this is the time. This is the time we have to fight with Shaitan, our Nafsan and Allah. We have to guide. We have to give balance. Yes, watching, playing, watching sports, it's halal, it's permissible. But not the entire whole night you stay awake and without praying fajr, without praying tahajjud, qada, and you sleep, but it will become haram. It will become sin. So my respected friends and youth in Islam, that we have to think in this priority. So we, if we think that if I stay awake whole night, my fajr will come up, then rather, better, I can repeat. I can see the highlights. Right? But you cannot take the salah back. The salah which you miss, you won't get the same reward. Oh, I can get the score. I can get the news, what happened with who won. Right? But this one will never come back. So we have to think. We are having fun, we are interested, we are addicted, we love to watch match, cricket, soccer, whatever, other country supports, yes. But we have to be prepared. Make sure this is happening. If not, it is wrong. It is not correct. That is one. In when we take aspect of sports. So each one, and when we play also, we have to make sure that we are not supposed to expose our aura, private part, right? For shorts. The shorts that we wear, we must make sure we wear the three corners. Right? Because our aura, our private part, ma baina surrati wa rukba, between the navel and the feet, between the leg. So just because of that. So we have to, like you can see, I'm just discussing in the matter of sports, having fun in one way. I always give the example, if we play well, they need us. Without us, they cannot win the match, they won't have confidence. So we must show our demand. Allah will give the strength when we do like this. Praying on time, the cricketer who is South African cricketer Hashim Amla. He refused to play. He said that I will never play for the Khasa Laga. That is a beer company. He said, I won't. I am playing for South Africa. For the country, not for the beer company. I am not supporting for haram. He refused and he went to a court case and he's paying fine for that. Because he's not wearing, he pays fine. Doesn't matter for him, because in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will help him. Allah's help is there to him always. That's why when he plays, he's a class batsman, class player, he plays, everybody watch him, his beard, he makes sujood. That is a doubt. You don't have to be shy and to view, I am a Muslim. Wherever time has come for salah, we pray. Show that by doing sujood. That is one. And swimming. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is sunnah. How many of us know to swim? Just raise the hand. MashaAllah, most of them know to swim. This is sunnah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one of the sports in sunnah, sports in swimming. And second, horse riding. Three things. And third is archery. You know, during that, the Sahaba, during the time of battle, they used to go in the horse. Khalid ibn Walid, there are Sahabas, they will, like how now we have the racing cars and we want to race it, we have to show off like that. They are the best horse. They will challenge and say, I will win. It is Sunnah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Swimming and horse riding and archery. It is Rasulullah has said. So just because swimming that, oh okay, there are rules in the swimming pool, you have to be, yes, we have, but we wear the tight shot with the three-quarter. There are alternatives, right? Just because of that, we can't leave our sunnah, what Allah has said, what Rasulullah has said. So always that consciousness should be there. Having fun in halal way, this is halal. Islam doesn't say, don't go in holiday, don't do this. That is one. And outing. Going out to eat. Going out, we like to try out to go new restaurants, new places. Yes. Islam allows. It's permissible. But make sure we go to the right place. Where there is no rich women dancing, fitna happens, club. These kind of things that we avoid from the swimming. There are places, right, you can enjoy while eating, you can enjoy, see, women and dancing, all these things. And haram places. So we can go, but we make sure before we go to the restaurant, we like to go out with friends. Let us, there is a new place, let's go, let's go and try out, yes. But make sure that place is halal. Muslims are doing, oh, it is certified. Certified. So, it is allowed. So, day-to-day life, everybody likes to go, likes to do things. So, Islam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you give time, allocate time for your prayers, ibadah, and allocate some time for your rest. Relax. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly admitted, not always praying, reading Quran. So let's say, you pray and relax. Pray on time, relax yourself. So like the mentioned the ayat which inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wal nahar is in the Surah Al Imran, the last verse. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi, the earth, the sky, the above, everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ day and night, وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتِ لِيُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. It is a sign of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا. Those who remember Allah قِيَامًا by standing, prostrating, by sitting. قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Thinking the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ayat says, you go outing, have fun in halal way. You go trip. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Think, go out. Oh, either if we can afford to go abroad, yes, of course. If we can afford, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept when you are traveling, you can, what we can do? We can shorten the prayers. Dhuha suraka, asar suraka. See, Allah is just giving chance. Have fun, go, trip, go out. Shorten the prayers. Prayers is important, but Allah says, okay, shorten the prayers and go. But condition, the traveling, the trip which we are going should be for what purpose? Should be a good halal purpose, not for haram purpose. That means we go with boys and girls mixing, girls friends and boys friends, no, haram. In that trip, Allah's help is not there. In that journey, Allah's help is there. Because why? Already you have violated the Sharia law. We have to obey the mahram. Allah says what? Non-mahram. So for us, that we think having fun going out with the girlfriend. If only boy is boring, there should be some girl. Shaitan only shows it that way. Shaitan wants this to happen. But no, my respected brothers and friends in Islam, if we do in a halal way, you will enjoy. Take my word. We also have been some trips with friends. We have gone out in halal way. Time for salah, we stop for prayer. We pray. We enjoy ourselves. We relax ourselves. Go and see the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And read the dua, Rabbana, this Quran ayah. Ma khalaqta hadha batila, subhanak, faqina azabanna. Ya Allah, this creation, which mountain, the trees, beauty of these places, you know. When we travel, when you go to the up countries, New Arabia, these things we see. And read the Quran ayah. Look at what? Subhanak, glory by Allah, faqina azabanna. Allah protect us. So what will happen? All the reward we will get. The reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us by reading this Quran, by seeing the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is most important. Like I mentioned, play, sport. In a sport, swimming, horse riding, archery, that interest. Whoever interest. Why archery? That during the time of Rasulullah, battle, they used to target. They used to play with it. And now we don't practice. Now it's not there. But swimming, everybody should learn. With the intention that Rasulullah has said, it is sunnah. In that intention, when we learn, Allah will help us. And we won't have the fear, scared for this. It will be nice. So how nice. What a nice religion, deen of Islam, is giving us chance, is giving us opportunity to do things. And nature, that I covered nature, which? Nature, when we are going, we are seeing the birds, enjoying, relax. Each one will have each interest, right? Some will have outing, trip, swimming, going to restaurant, going out to eat. Each one has the interest. So in which way you have interested, you do, but make sure in halal. Don't accuse me. That other you have to answer. And the games, video games and videos, watching movies. Games, there are games which interest you, which will open your mind. But just because the game, video games, which we mustn't get addicted to, that is the difference. There are things that we can use for time, okay, to relax our mind, video games we play, which halal. There are certain things which will teach you how to steal, how to kill a person, tricky, those not things. But again, switching over like chess, which you use your mind, relax, enjoy. And videos, which movies. Sometimes we fool ourselves, it's this halal, good movie. But in that, there are wrong things, bad things also there. We have to remember, with us, and the angel also sitting and watching and writing our good things. We are cheating ourselves, not to Allah. We think, oh, okay, it's halal movie. Rather than that, my respected friends in Islam, there are video clips, videos which history. I would like to say that if you all have time, that you all can download, which is Umar series. There are 30 volumes, 30 video clips. Each video clip takes around 40 minutes, 45 minutes. It's very interesting. So why don't we download this Islamical, historical things and watch? So it will give us how Islam grows. It speaks about entire history. Seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How Umar radiallahu ta'ala, how was the war took place? Even though that's not real Ali, real Abu Bakr, real Umar, but gives us feeling. So those kind of videos watch. Halal, whatever, it's good thing that we watch. And most important, reading. Just can you tell how many of us have the habit of reading? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What do you think? Reading is most important. Why? Allah says in the Quran, the first verse, what was the first verse? Iqra. Iqra. Read. Allah says to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Iqra. Bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Allah is teaching, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling, what is more than that? So we should get that's why I said each one will have each interest. But try to do things which we are interested nicely. Don't overdo it. By overdoing it will be haram. So reading. Okay. Reading what? What kind of books? Like Harry Potter? Those kind of books? No. Those are, it's full of life. It's imagination. This just stories which is cannot happen in this. By reading that, we will corrupt our mind. MashaAllah. Before that, we have to read there are alternative books, historical books. Sahaba, what happened? There are beautiful books that will, when we read, we can educate ourselves. We have to think, by reading this Harry Potter, time is waste, is it real, is it true? Some story books. All this is, it's not real. Imagination has been written in them. All the imagination is not coming through. But we have to read the Islamic book, historical book, which is really will help us. It is which is truth, not lie. What is in the Quran, what is in the Hadith. Allah says in the Quran, you read the stories of Prophet. And you can learn, you can get benefit. So we try to read them. There is a good book I can recommend for you all in history. When the moon split. When the moon split. A very beautiful, nice book. It's written by Abdul Rahman Mubarak Puri. That book is available at Nimal Road, Darul Kitab, number 3. It's around, I think, 1500. It's very nice. That is entire history. From Rasulullah's birth till the battle. Around 32 chapters are there. Each chapter will discuss and give the summary. It's like really, when you read this, you will not, you think that how Rasulullah was. So I recommend this. There are certain this along with the book if you are reading by this, spending so many things, so many buying books. If you spend for a good cause, that is what it is beneficial for us, for our. Along with this book, if you start watching, looking that video, that Umar series, you will relate what happened in this case, what I read. You will never forget. So my respected friends in Islam, this is also one of them. Relaxing, that we can relax. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you relax yourself. Wherever, whatever, relaxing holiday, you go, everything. But we have to keep in our mind, it is very difficult, especially in this zaman, in this era. Sin, you know, today, nobody likes to do sin. Intending and keeping intentionless and going and doing sin, no. Right, like you want to pray, I want to give sadaqah, I want to fast, and we keep near intention and we do that. But sinning, not that. It is chasing, coming behind us, do. Right? It's coming behind us. We are forced to do. We are forced to see things. Oh, advertising. All everything we are forced to. So it's very important. We have one of the Imam Shafi Rahmatullahi Alayhi says, he asked my Ustaz, I have very weak power, memory power. Can you advise me? How can I increase my memory power? Suwa hikmi. Farshadani ila tarki ma'asi. Then the Ustad, Waqi, his teacher Waqi said, you have to stay away from the sin. Don't do sin. Tarkil ma'as. Leave your sin, abstain from the sin, then Allah will increase your memory. One of the colleagues looking girls. By looking girls, then our memory power will go down. And what will happen, it is interesting only for us. That's why you see,
one will go out by mistake, right? You saw, there is no problem. Okay, Allah will forgive us. And again, you are making an effort, oh, it's a beautiful girl, how to turn and make an effort and see, then every watchful, everything is, will be seen. Dangerous. What will happen? This sin will make you next day, will not allow you to wake up for tahajjud, wake up for subah prayer. That's why we, all of us, it's finding difficult to wake up for fajr prayer. Very difficult. We wait till 6:30, and our fathers or parents must shout or scream at us, why we don't wake up? That is, in hadith says, the person who does sin during the day, immediate effort, next day he will see that he will not be able to get up for fajr. Immediately. That's the punishment. So we all have to get up. And nasheed, you know, one of the songs. We all like to listen to songs. There are enough of Islamic songs. Right? So rather than listening to the song which is swearing words, bombani, whatever. No, there are which is you call it hit whatever. Rather than that, a beautiful nasheed song such as which is Islamic speaks about Allah, reminds about Allah. The history, story in the nasheed form, in the singing form. It's recommended. One of the hadith say, Anas radiallahu ta'ala say, there is nothing wrong with singing. There is nothing wrong by singing. You know, when we go in the car, we like to listen. So we have CDs and we listen to it. So that is also one of our problems. Rather than listening to the music, which iPhone or iPod putting in music. Why? Music, listening to the music, dangerous. See? Having fun, halal to this one. We have to listen to the mashal. Today, there are many mashal Islamic songs. Mahir, Zain, Zain, Vika. There are Irfan. There are many singers who sing in Islam songs, in Arabic, in English. Very interesting. You get addicted. You listen. Rather than with the music, with certain nasheed that they are over the limit music. So we have to try to avoid as much as possible music. Why? Music will make rina yumbitul nifaq fil qalb kama yumbitul ma'u zar. Like, music will make, the more you listen to the music, you will, your heart will get dark. You won't be able to pray, do good deeds, because it's your listening to the music and that getting dark. So that is one. And hanging out, going on with our friends. This is also Islam, okay? Halal. Then, make sure we go out with the hope. Right companion, right path, good friend. If you get the wrong friend, you will follow him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will be followed by the friend. There is a hadith also. The day of Qiyamah, you will be resurrected with your friend. Who is your friend? Good people, good friends. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the friends, if you, your friends, if it makes you pious, call you for the prayer, remind you about Allah. In the day of Qiyamah, we will be the good friends. It is most important. So we have to choose the friends which will always remind us each other. Calling to good deeds, not calling, come we go, we'll have a fun, we'll have a smoke, or we'll go out with the girlies. These things. So that is the wrong thing. That's wrong concern. Because he's calling towards the wrong. We should always try to divert that. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said another one, playing with the kid. Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had his grandchildren, Hasan Hussain. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is praying, Hasan Hussain used to climb over the body, playing with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah never said anything. So this is love for the kid. If you have brothers, friends, so we play with them. Spend some time with them. Not annoying. So we have a bad habit. We have, some of us like to annoy the kids.
They get angry. Make them cry. It's wrong. So they will hate you. We try to do, say something which that fellow, that boy doesn't like. Keep on saying that he'll get angry or he'll cry. So, that kids playing with brothers and sisters, friends, kids, when they see you, they must come there. So this is also having fun with people, ibadat and amal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how many of their brothers, our uncles and aunties, kids are there, playing with them. Call it, they laugh. We shouldn't think this is boring. Playing with them, they say, no, this is amal, this is ibadat, this is reward. And now I'm coming to the main point. Last. Is what? Guess what is? Having fun in halal means what? Who can guess? Nikah. Marriage. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked a person who got married to an old lady, which is age. He asked, why did you get married to a young girl? Beautiful looking girl. So that you can play with her, she can play with you. Say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how nice he is. He's a Nabi, but he's not bored. According to the place, how nice he is. He also joked. Halal way, he mentioned, he uttered some jokes. There is a hadith, you can remember that hadith. When in a camel, a person came and asked for a lift. That day, those days, the vehicle is the camel and the goats and sheep, the cattle. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I can't remember exactly that verse, I will give you a baby, a small camel. Waladun nafa. So, this person asked, what can you do, what can I do with this camel? The small camel, Ibn. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made in such way that it's a joke. Rasulullah said it's reality. Because each and every she camel, for example, mother will give to a birth, give to a camel, baby camel, will give birth. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meant in that way, I will give a small baby camel that you can travel. Meaning that every camel that gets, mother will give birth and that camel will grow, you can enjoy or you can benefit from that. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to entertain the Sahaba in this way. So marriage is also one of the important things. We have to get married in early life, early stage. We don't wait till last. If we find a partner, if we like a girl, we approach our parents. There's no time, there's no age limit, you have to get married 25 only, there's no restriction. Islam doesn't say that. In Islam, in Hadith also, there's no mention, age limit. In this age, you must get married. If we are capable of doing, if we can carry, if we can do, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ba'at. Man istata'a minkumul ba'at, falyatazawwaj. Get married. Why? When you get married, فَإِنَّهُ أَغَضُّ ذِي الْبَصَرِ وَأَحْفَضُ ذِي الْفَرْجِ. Most important thing, what will happen? Your eyesight. You will never see evil things. You will never see girls with the evil things because you have a wife. You have a wife to fulfill, to play with her. What will happen if we, for example, it is true in reality happens. When we go and see all the girls in the road, whatever. And finally when we go to our wife, we won't have the desire to fulfill. It is true, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that's what, protect your eyesight, lower your gaze. When you get married, nikah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be able to do it.
During the time of Sahaba also, they used to think, if they have a bad, evil thought, immediately they will go to their wives and fulfill. So it's most important. So we have to leave this boyfriend and girlfriend. If you have intention, do the nikah in halal way. Do the nikah for proposing, registration. After that, you all can chat each other. You all can speak each other. You all can come to know each other. If we don't do this way, we are doing outside without proposing or without the nikah is done. We want to know each other. When we go out, what will happen? Shaitan will show your girlfriend like she is perfect, she is beautiful, or she is pious. Right? It's not her real life. Shaitan is the dance with it. The moment you propose yourself, the life will be serious. The real Allah help you. So keep it away. That we shouldn't get caught to, I must have a boyfriend or girlfriend. They know my life. Otherwise, phoning, chatting. There are many ways, like I said, many ways to see. Through the Facebook, through the WhatsApp, through the phone when you coming. Just coming. Just calling you. We mustn't get caught to that trap. We mustn't get caught to that trap. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has many places. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of this has stressed and say that all the fun, see, you will have the real fun after getting married. If you get the right partner, you will have the real fun in having fun in halal way. So we all of us will pray that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must give us a pious wife. Like I said, we don't know the future. We can't choose by look at it or by speak or whatever, we can't choose. What do you think? Do you prefer to get married to a deeni which she's already pious and very praying on time? I just want to see the view how. Or a girl who is not having deen at all. She's very Western. And you want to get married and after getting married, I will advise and change. What do you prefer? First option. What is the first option? Already been. Raise the hands. I want to see who is the first option. Already the girl, my girlfriend or the future wife, if she is having deen, praying with the respective family, most of them in that. Others, what about? Why did he choose the other thing? Second option. It's also good now, right? After getting married, she is Western, changing, then you are doing a good deed. Why? It's also good because you are teaching Islam, she will pray, all the reward you will get. What's wrong with that? Why? Why? What's your name, brother? First opinion or what is your choice? First one. Yeah? Second one, whose choice is the second one? 1, 2, 3. Why? Why? Yeah? Why? You'll get better rewards. Sorry? You teach her. Are you sure that? Are you sure that? No, it's reward. Yes, true. I agree with that. But are you sure you can convince her and turn your pious? Huh? If Allah will. I would see the first one. Prefer the first one. Why? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you get married if you want to get married for bidati deen. You choose the wife who has deen already. Why? What will happen is, the moment, for example, when you, a Western girl, she is going university outing, she has friends, and
propose or going to get married to a pious person with his boy, with his beard and all. They will say, what? What man, what's wrong with you, with her? You have chosen a pious, this person, he has beard and all this. Right? Then he is telling, no, you see that I'm challenging that I will change her. After getting married, my challenge is that I will change her. But doesn't happen that way. The moment you get married, you will go to their side. You will listen to them. So better, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's advice also, when you're choosing a wife, your spouse, you choose which already has deed. Not from the Western, that praying, see the family is very important. Because the moment you get married, they will cry or they know how to tackle you. So you will immediately, the moment you have beard and the cap, all these things, after 1 month, 2 months, you will start shaving, the cap will go, and you also will become funky. You also will support it at that. It's very important. That is, Allah has given in our hands. So that we have to make it. That we have to find. That's what I'm saying. That's, I want to see how it is. It is most important. What our Rasulullah says, we have to take. Sometimes we try, think that is good. Want to try it, we might fail in our life. But fail in our life. So always look for that. It is deen, good company. Ask Allah. There is Quran ayat. Yeah, if you are looking for a spouse, ya Allah, there is a Quran ayat, always say that Allah will save. Allah will give. Allah is giving for us. Allah will give. So may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever we spoke, whatever we discussed, may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must give us the chance and opportunity to implement in this world as well as in the Akhirah. That's the dua I always say. Rasulullah also said that Quran ayat, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Ya Allah, give us the best in this world. So this best is what? Having fun in halal way, going out, friends, all these things. Islam doesn't say anything, there's no strict restriction as long as you know the limits. If you go to do over the limit also, it'll become haram. If you get addicted also, it's haram, like not praying on this. So may all make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the best in this world as well as hereafter. Of in akhirati hasana. Always ask dua. It's easy, this dua. Ya Allah, give us the best in this world as well as in the akhirat. After we die, we don't know what will change happen. That is the real life. When we die, that is the real life is started. We're going to be alone, dark, no friends, nobody will come, no family. And waqina adhaballah. Save God from the hellfire. Save God from the hellfire. Let Allah give us the Jannah. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this gathering. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakumullah khaira. Hope I have passed and given some information. Tried my best. Any doubt, any question and answer, you can discuss. These are the basic things that I gave. Anything what you like to do, you can do, but you make sure this is halal, this is not haram, and I pray on time. Certain things. You don't have. So these holidays, okay, this April season, how many of you all went outing, holidays? I also went out. I had a nice time with family, with kids. I played in the swimming pool and playing chess, playing basketball, everything, all the sports, the place where we had it. So mashallah, enjoy, relax. And the billiard, pool table, everything was there. Enjoy. We should know everything. We must know how to drive. A Muslim should be all-rounder. A Muslim should be always be all-rounder. A Muslim should be a person who is being employer. Always that we should pay salary to others. People should work hard. That correct should be there. So, inshallah, next month, what is the topic you are suggesting? Last time you already gave, suggest this topic that having fun in halal way. So those who are not married, I think all of you are not married, I think most of you. So please get married soon, then you will have the real fun. Rasulullah also said what? If you get married only, you are deen also fulfilling. You are a complete man. The moment you get married in the masjid, you get the register in nikah. Then you can proudly say, now I am the man. I got the license. I can take a life. Huh? Look after a family. Opinion two, I gave two opinions. The first opinion is when you get married, that you get married, choose a deen who's having already deen, that is better, that will help you a lot. Okay, you have chosen opinion two, that Allah's takdeer that has to happen because Allah is the one who gives partner, make it right, it's not in our hand. So we have to look for it, but end of the day Allah has kept somebody somewhere. So when we get that, when we know, we have to try our utmost best. We have to connect with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak to Allah that to change her life, make her pious, and by your actions, right, you be kind to her, showing your good character, she will automatically will change. She will come to you. So if we choose opinion two, that is the answer, that we try our best by dua, it will work out. By giving sadaqah, all these things will work. Not that always hope. Preferable, go for the first choice, opinion, first one, deen. If fails, we didn't get whatever, second one, try, Allah will give you. Yes, somebody has asked, can we watch W wrestling? Yes, it's interesting. I also watch it. But I said at Azan time, you don't get addicted. Right? It's like, you know, it is also Sunnah, knowing karate, our body, that we go for gym, look after our body, maintain our body. Watch, but it's not real. In the study, it's not to the acting, but all this. But, okay, but make sure we give priority for Azan time, pray on time, without wasting only that watching. But let us say there are many places, many things can do it, but we make sure we pray on time, do zikr, read Quran, do the priority. Watch. Right. There is a question here. The place we are in the school, workplace, environment is mixed. Not 100% Sharia and Islamic environment. That place like that, Allah has given us a chance and opportunity to show our best, utmost best. That we practice as a Muslim, that means praying on time, lower time we can pray, then there are certain practices we have to show them. We mustn't go behind them. Whatever they do, we try to coexist. Oh, they are non-Muslim, the company is non-Muslim, what I have to do? I have to be with them. Just because of that, we don't go to do just whatever they do. We try to stick to our food, for example, halal food. People should actually certify that it is halal from where, what. Then they will know. When giving to a Muslim, a staff who is Muslim, he is very conscious of the food. We can't just give. They will respect you. So we have to gain that respect by our practice. It doesn't come fortnight. It will take time. Speak to them nicely, without being rude to them. They don't know because they are non-Muslim. They will come to and give hand, shake hand with you, and whatever. They are not used to this, but we try to avoid. We can show our Muslims and they will know, they will not come next time. You know, there is a women, ladies, girls. If we don't speak to them eye to eye, next time they will not come to you and speak to you. That is their nature. When they come and speak to you, we don't look at their eyes and face to face. We look down,
can speak with them, they will never come back. They have to know their nature. We only go on, how are you, and we go behind them, then they will come back. It's in our hands. You say, oh, you know, how can I be like that? It's rude. We don't have, we are speaking to it, we listen to it, speaking to it, but our attention should be somewhere else, in some way. Not elsewhere. Then they will realize they will not come back. And another question was, is it permissible to have love marriage in Islam? Yes. Of course. But love marriage, do it in this way. How, like I said, there is love before marriage and love after marriage. What is real? Love before marriage is not true. Because all is used to. After marriage, you have to show the true colors. Because you know, forever got married, I have to live with her, all this. So, it is permissible. It's permissible, it's halal. If you like a girl, you like someone, speak, tell your parents, it's responsible, ask her, whether she, don't waste time on that. You feel that it's right, but it's most important. We cannot get, nobody can force to get married also. Right? And parents also cannot get married. Ask us, force us to get married. You have to get married now. And just because we are choosing, we like, we can't just bring somebody else. Both is there. We have to get the parents' dua. Parents must like. With the dua, blessings of parents when you get married, then our marriage success will be successful. So that is very important. Can we marry a girl who is elder to us? Yes, we can get married. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got married to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala. There is no restriction. He is elder. Islam doesn't say that. But why he says? Because her age is past, your age is same. Yeah. So the, her thinking will be more vast and wider, your thinking will be there. There is no restriction, don't get married. You can get married, but the way you choose. Rasulullah was 25 years. And Khadija radiallahu ta'ala was 40. Okay. But she was more supporting wife. Can chat with girls on Facebook. Oh, how can I answer this? In what intention? The chat will lead you, that chat will take you towards wrong thoughts. How are you, what did you do, then it will go. So better avoid, stay away from it. Shaitan will come in a nice way, and will eat, will take it. Because when it comes to girls, it's very dangerous. Very dangerous. So we have to avoid, we have to stay, but because not I am saying, Allah is saying, the Creator is saying, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they are speaking the truth, they are telling the practical. So if we go about them, that means they are lying. No, I can control myself. We cannot believe our own self sometimes. We might get caught. Nowadays this fitna is such. Married people, married ladies, married, they will fall into fitna. Because say, I am married, I have kids, I am safe. No, we cannot trust our own self. So we have to avoid. Better avoid chatting. But if they need, there are certain things, da'wat or whatever, but avoid. Yes, can we read story books also with Islamic history books? Yes. Story books, but balance. A person who has Islamic knowledge nicely, then he can read, because he will never get misled. The person who doesn't have Islamic knowledge, he reads all these books and he will believe, start believing. Can read story books, but balance. So by reading what you can improve, your grammar, English, all this. But balance, like I said. What is Maharam? Maharam means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it says in the Quran, which you cannot get married. There are certain people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has said you cannot get married. Who? Your mother, your sister, then your auntie. Right? This is very Maharam. Non-Maharam, that you can get married outside. Understand? The difference between Maharam and non-Maharam. Maharam, you can't get married. It is haram for us. Your foster mother. There are in the Quran, in the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, this another one is, is it haram to look at man's thigh in WWE?
Yeah, that's what I said. I mentioned that when you are playing also, you make sure you wear three quarters. Don't show your thigh. It is your private part, I mean, the aura. So that we have to judge. Means seeing that, what is your focus? You are watching that, that's his thigh or his action? Huh? You want to see his thigh or he, how he is action? That's it. Everything, there is a point here. What you want to do, you have to guide. How you see? That each people will see how, what each people's mentality or mind will go in that. Right? So that is very important. Right.
How to manage the time in Facebook that I already...
Yeah, manage the time, don't always waste time in there. I also have it Facebook, but if you relax certain time, you go to Facebook. Don't be in that, addicted in that, that.
And can we chat with girls in Facebook?
That's something. Chatting, necessary. Certain things for medicine you will take, you know. For medicine. Just before medicine, you don't take everything. Right? Just because it's sweet, oh, honey is sweet. If you take too much, what will happen? Truly, die. So like that. Use certain things for medicine, for need. Keep far away. Then you will be safe. You will be safe. Because I say, I cannot trust myself. Because I'm Sheikh, I'm Maulana, no. Everyone is. Not angels, we are not angels. We are human beings. Allah has created in such way, we do mistakes, wrong things, thoughts, all this.
Can we play shooting game? Yes, we can play shooting game. Like I said, archering is targeting. That is permissible, right? And is it imitating wrestling superstar match?
No. Why? But you make sure you don't hurt another person. Imitating, play, have fun. That is also fun. But you don't hit him, keep all the anger and hit him and show, do the reaction. That's for us. Everything, there is.
How many wives Islam allows to have it halal?
Four wives at a time we can do. It's permissible for us, we can have four wives. The same time. So if you want to get fifth one, you have to divorce one wife and get married to the fifth one.
And remember, Rasulullah never got married during Khadija radiallahu ta'ala was alive.
After Rasul Khadija passed away, died only, Rasulullah got married for the wife.
And we don't have to ask permission also from our wife to get married.
They will never give you permission. If you ask.
Understood?
They won't give.
If you want to get married, that is your man, if you are enough brave that you can face all the problems, consequences, what is coming on, that doesn't mean you ask permission, she will never give. Because the first wife will be always, won't be the first. I am the first. I will be with you always. I don't want to be the second wife, like that.
Right. Parents, because when they hear about love matters, or supposed to love only, that's crush or love.
Yeah, it's like this.
Both the part, both the side. Parents also should know that my son is now getting big, age is right, that we have to look after all these things. So that both. If you also find a partner, you have guts, you speak to your parents. Don't keep anything, don't hide anything. Don't have anything legally or text it or whatever, over the blank. Speak directly, solution will be there. There is a, for every problem there is a solution. So if you don't speak, keep it in the heart, then it will get worse. Speak with him directly, if Allah wills, Allah will help you. I said, Allah's, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says hadith, I will help the person who wants to get married. It's true intention. My help is there. Allah is making compulsion. So if you really want to get married to her, not playing, wasting time, just want, Allah will help you, intention.
Playing musical instrument is haram. It depends. Now you see daf, one side which is daf, it's allowed.
Music is haram. Playing also, because while playing what will happen if he will take you in. So it won't be haram. Better not to side that.
Right? For example, mother wants to get married to a girl that already she has chosen. Then what you have to do? You have to please your mother also. What you have to do?
You have to go listen to your mother sometimes. But you speak to your mother and ask the permission.
you have the right to see. You have the right to see if you like. That's why I say both sides balance. Just because you choose somebody and count them, you can't get married. You must get the permission of the parents also. It's both sides. It depends how you all can manage your father, mother. How can we change? How can we manage by Allah? Making dua, praying dua, and ask, I like this girl, make me. And very important, sometimes we like her. Right? There is no khair on that. Shar, after getting married, problem will come. Allah knows. So we ask Allah, Ya Allah, if it is khair, good for me, give me. I like, I love by looking at their appearance, everything. But we don't know the inside. Right? So after that you will regret. In vain I got married. Why did I get married? You will regret for the rest of your life. Right? There is another saying, say, the person who is getting married also are foolish. The person who is not getting married is a foolish person. So there is, so we have to always think and do things with Allah's guidance. Don't take hesitant, quick decision. Quickly I want to do it, I want to have it. He will regret. Is shisha haram? It doesn't contain substance. No, it's not haram. There is no hadith or mention that it's haram because it doesn't give you what, how can I say, doesn't intoxicate or whatever. They are doing it, they are having it, but that is also in during Arab customary. Arabs, they used to sit and drink coffee and they used to have that. But if it's making you intoxicate, then it's haram. That everything that we have to balance ourselves. Should say that too much, haram. Too much doing also is haram. Balance ourselves. For a playing basketball and running, even you wear shorts, what to do? That's a shorts, just because they want, we have a certain three quarter. Make sure that try to avoid much as possible. If they say, no, this is the rule that you have to wear, okay. But don't make it a habit. Three quarter is also shorts. But doesn't look so. Balancing ourselves. Anything else? It has wine, Maghrib, time.